It's the songs you sing along to, the singers you love, and the superstars of classic country.
When I was thumbing from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back.
This is 105.1 The Ranch.
Girls in the bars thinking, who is this guy? But they don't think nothing, then they're telling you lies.
Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman. Riding Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragon on a dungeon.
Love it, respect it, cherish it. Whatever you do, turn it up. KMIL is 105.1 The Ranch.
Good morning on your Tuesday, 6 after 9 o'clock. It is time for Let's Talk Traffic here on KMIL and simulcast on KRXT. Just one trooper in the studio this morning is we've got Sergeant Jimmy Morgan here this morning. And morning, sir. Takes a second. Just got to wait.
Yep, there we go.
There we go.
All hooked up now.
Got to get all synced.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. Speaking of synced, so the CRIS system, crash data reporting system that TxDOT uses, it's down right now. So if you know of anybody that's been in an accident and they're trying to obtain a report, it's going to be hard to do that until they get that system back up. So just a word of thought.
But, good to know.
I know their tech guys or personnel. I may be a female, so is certainly working on it, trying to get it back up and going. So just throw that out there just in case. And so far as Milam County, though, we're up and running here. Just visit with Rhonda there at the THP office. Looks like our troopers have worked 6 accidents on the week. Contributing factors: animal roadway, failed to control speed, failed to drive in single lane, impaired visibility. Unsafe speed, turn when unsafe. Total number of accidents on the year, 71. We still remain at 3 fatality crashes and 4 deaths in Milam County. Far as the roadways, they're scattered. FM 979, FM 437. U.S. 190, County Road 450, U.S. 77, State Highway 36, and U.S. 79 in Milano. So that would be an intersection. So, somebody didn't stop at the traffic signal, pulled at the wrong time. So, but because that's controlled, obviously. Looking at, like I say, the state, far as them, you know, we've still been averaging the 8.3, 250 fatalities a month in our state. When that's back up running, it should be somewhere close to where we are. We still had not had a deathless day in the state of Texas since November 7th, year 2000. You know, May is an interesting month. May's designated for all kinds of stuff. You know, it's I've reported last week, you know, it's the share of the road. So, in other words, this time of year, I would say even start in April when the weather starts warming up, you start to have bicyclists, you start having people walking, pedestrian traffic, you know, motorcycles and stuff. And depending what situation you are in, then, you know, people have more time to do these kind of activities. If you have not been out to a lake lately, trust me, there's a lot of people out there. I went by Lake Somerville, and it looked like a typical, like a July 4th weekend out there. So a lot of people able to do things during this coronavirus. A lot of the Lowe's and them kind of stores, a lot of people working on their, I guess, the handy the items that have been put on the back burner for a long time, everybody's getting an opportunity to catch up on them kind of deal. Have you been assigned anything?
I'm here every day. I've got time for that.
Well, yeah, that's a good excuse. So I wish I could use that quite a bit. But anyway, so Governor Abbott came out yesterday, and I really got to be honest with you. I was actually at the Cameron Tire Store getting some work done on my patrol vehicle, so I missed the the speech and exactly, and I don't know if I would be able to tell you what it all means or whatever, so I'm waiting for all that to come out and kind of analyze what changes are that. The change I'm talking about, what everybody's been asking me about, is our driver license. So, again, I don't know what that meant as far as his speech. I have not been told anything that we've opened yet, but I can assure you, but when we do, you'll have to have some type of appointment online if you need to come in. So just go ahead and you might as well try to get logged in wherever you want to go and make yourself an appointment. Hope by then that we're up and running and you're already logged into the system. So we'll see how that works out as far as our driver license office. This time of year, I'm starting to see mowers. Usually it's about June for TxDOT. We'll start mowing grass for the flowers and everything else. But some parts of Texas, down south, I was down there last week. They already started mowing up. You know, we've had off and on some decent rain, and so we've got a lot of grass that's been growing and stuff. And some of our intersections, when I see obstructed on this one crash where it feels impaired visibility, usually when I see that, usually it's an intersection or a curve where there are trees and stuff growing and somebody didn't see with vision was restricted. So again, you'll just be cautious around. And they usually have signs posted. There's people out there on the highway cleaning up trash. And trust me, there's a lot of trash, especially I've been seeing here lately. Got a phone call this morning.
Good morning. You're on Let's Talk Traffic.
Who is this?
You're on Let's Talk Traffic.
KMIL?
Yeah. Do you have a question for the trooper?
No, I'm sorry. Can you give me the radio station so I can change something on my advertisement that I had sent there?
Can you call us back after 9:30, please? We're on the air right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then.
All right.
So, again, it's that time of year. We're mowing grass, and we just need to make sure we're watching out for the people picking up the trash. You know, again, if you have plastic items, you know, a lot of people going out to the lakes and stuff, I see a lot of ice bags, cups, bottles, and stuff like that. Look, we need to secure our trash. It's ridiculous how much trash that we have to pick up on our roadways, and somewhere around the $35 million a year doing that. And obviously, when they run over them, they don't get it picked up, and it just makes it more nastier when they're actually out there rolling. We've got another call this morning.
Good morning. You're on Let's Talk Traffic.
Yes. Did I just hear the Morgan's office here that it will be open?
No, we do not believe they are open yet.
I'm sorry.
Oh, they're not open yet.
DL offices.
Right. Our driver license, as far as I know, I don't have a date when they're officially open yet. So we'll still wait in direction from the governor to our colonel. And then they'll have to have certain guidelines, not only opening, but how they're reopening and how they're going to set up. I noticed even out here at the camera driver license, they've got some white dots out there on the sidewalk. So what that does is it's kind of create that 6-foot distance. So when you show up, if there's any kind of line, they're doing things, setting up things now. So when they do open that, everybody, there's some guidelines to follow once we do that. But officially, I've not officially been told our driver license is open yet. As far as
Okay. Sure. Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
All right.
You have a good day.
Thank you. I tell you what, we're at the halfway break here. Let's go ahead and take that break. We'll come back, and hopefully there's some more questions that if y'all have any questions, any certain laws or things you're seeing out there you'd like to ask, certainly I'll be more than happy to try to answer them, and we'll come back here in our mid-break.
You're listening to Let's Talk Traffic here on KMIL, simulcast on KRXT. If you do have a question for the trooper, give us a call, 866-504-1051. Our program is back in 2 minutes.
Cox's Heating and AC wants to help you make the air in your home absolutely perfect with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. That's why we're offering $1,600 in rebates or enjoy payments as little as $116 a month on a new Lennox system. To rethink your air and learn more, call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252. For great products, big savings, and perfect air, thank Cox's Heating and AC, your local Lennox dealer. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number TACLB 009432E.
Hi, I'm Clint. Brent Tillison with United Ag and Turf. Spring is in the air, and you have a ton of chores to do. That's why you need one of our Wrangler or Cowboy packages. The 5045E, two- or four-wheel drive, 50-horsepower John Deere tractor can bring your chores down to size since it comes complete with a bell spear and loader. The Wrangler is just $275 a month, and the Cowboy is just $365 a month.
Visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offer ends August 4, 2020. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Now, let's get to work.
Great food and fun. It's what you'll find at Mayfield Dairy Queen right here in Cameron. They have you covered with mouth-watering burgers, sizzling fried chicken strips and steak fingers, and even ice-cold drinks and more Blizzard concoctions than you can count. Grab lunch, grab dinner, grab a Blizzard. You can even order online and swing by and pick it up. Drop by Mayfield Dairy Queen at 202 West 4th in Cameron today for great food and fun.
Traveling across Texas and looking for something to do? Or live local and want to know what's happening in your area of Texas? Then you need to go to LoneStarCalendar.com. From Abilene to Waco, they've got you covered. Featuring parades, festivals, live music, and concerts. Lone Star Calendar is full of all kinds of current events going on right here in Texas. Log on to LoneStarCalendar.com or click their link on the KMIL homepage. Lone Star Calendar, your one-stop guide for what's happening in Texas.
Back on Let's Talk Traffic on this Tuesday morning at 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. And if you have a question for our trooper, you're welcome to give us a call. The number is 866-504-1051.
So, share the road. I did have a motorcycle fatality in my district this week. Man, I get it. I know they're probably fun to ride, but just a reminder unfortunately, you're 27 times more likely to be killed in a motorcycle crash than a vehicle. And a lot of it is you just don't have a whole lot of protection around you. So, unfortunately, the most cyclists wouldn't do anything wrong. We had a gentleman cross over the center stripe and certainly hit the motorcycle. So we just want to remind people that are riding these motorcycles, again, you really even have to watch out even more because sometimes you're just hard to be seen. And unfortunately, somebody will pull out in front of you. I got a phone call this morning.
You're on Let's Talk Traffic.
Yes, sir. I've got a question for Trooper Morgan. Doggone registration went out in March. Do you know when I'll be able to, the inspection stations? I contacted the inspection stations. They said they're not doing anything at this time.
That's incorrect. They are. You can go. I actually had two vehicles personally done here in Milam County. So you have Cameron Tires, CW and Auto. The detail spot, just three locations just off the top of my head that are up and running doing that. So go ahead and get the inspection done. Have that out of the way.
Okay.
And because you want to make sure when you do get your registration that, because they have to upload that into the system. So when you apply for your registration, when they, which you can still do that, there's a couple of ways of doing that here in Milam County. You could, if you've got your notice in the mail, you can mail that back to them or they have a drop-off box. So what I did was took the registration, let me know that my renewals was due. I took a copy of my inspection that was done on the vehicle, put that together, put it in an envelope with the amount of money that they wanted for the for that. And I dropped it off in the box. And then within about a week, I got my registration for my vehicle. So there are ways of doing it other than walking into the office. Now, what I was told on this, depending what county you're in, is depending whether some going to open and how they're going to open it, depending how many cases they got. But for here right now, that's they're handling it. If you mail stuff in, they have a system down where they decontaminate and they put spray, whatever, and they wait a certain period of time before they start opening it. It's just a Safeway thing. They're, you know, doing things. So, but yeah, there's a system down that you can still get your registration stuff, especially in this county, and it worked for me.
Well, that'll work. I'm from from Monmouth County. I went by the registration office yesterday and had a big sign on there that we were closed.
Right.
I was like, oh, man.
Now, did you get your notice in the mail that your registration?
Yeah.
Obviously, you should have.
Yes, sir. I've got it. But I thought the inspection stations were all closed down, was told. I did not know they were.
No. You got two or three off the top of my head that you can go by.
Yeah, and those were deemed essential businesses, so yeah. They've been open.
Oh, yeah. I always go to the little the cleaning. They clean vehicles there in Cameron, the old radiator shop. That'll work then.
Yep. Okay. All right.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Another phone call this morning.
You're at Let's Talk Traffic.
Good morning. I have another question in reference to the license plate thing. I had three vehicles that were expiring. Actually, one was a travel trailer that expired in February. I had it inspected.
What's the GVW weight rating on that, if you don't mind me asking?
It's over 10,000.
Okay. All right. So you have to have an inspection on that.
Yeah, I did get it inspected. I got it inspected before the license expired, and I knew I had 90 days to get my plates,
right,
which should have put me within April.
Okay.
So, and what I did, I mailed the registration renewal forms in with the money.
What I did not do, where?
The county tax office.
Here in Milam County?
Milam County.
Okay.
Yes, the Milam County tax office.
Okay.
But what I did not do was mail the inspection receipts in.
Okay, reason I did that, because it's such a short amount of time, I just in case there was some, maybe it didn't show up in the system, I wanted them to have a copy showing that if there was any doubt whether it was inspected prior to registration, they had a copy of that. Now, certainly they should be able, if the person that did your inspection, they should be able to put it in the system, so it should show up, but I just did it for extra cautionary reason, because there was a short period of time when I got it inspected, then when I was putting the registration actually in the mail for them to renew that.
Yeah. Well, what happened is they mailed my money back along with, you know, everything that I had sent them. And my question is,
why did you
know,
do that?
Because it should be in the system. I mean, I don't know why they did that, but they didn't process it. They just mailed it back to me. I guess my concern is my travel trailer expired in February.
Okay.
Am I going to have to get things re-inspected? Because, you know, I did do what was asked of me in a timely fashion.
No, you have the copy of it?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, you're fine on that. You've got the inspection. Now, here's the deal. The only way you would have to get it re-inspected, there was some confusion when this 90-day deal rolled out. A lot of people were doing it 90 days from the front of the month, but it's actually 90 days from the end of the month. So it was weird how that wrote, though they were trying to explain it. So basically, if you have a May registration, for instance, and you wanted to, and you were using the 1st of May, it's 60 days out, not 90 days from the front of the month. But if you want to wait till May 30th, or is it 31 days in this May? I think so.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. So you could, so it would actually be 90 days from that point. Anyway, a lot of people were getting the inspections too early prior to the, because they were getting the dates mixed up. And then when they went to go renew the registration, they had to go get it reinspected because they had got it reinspected too soon.
Yeah. Well, what I did, I took it in, and it was close to the end of February because the license plate expired in February, and you know, at that point it was still legal for me to put it on the highway, go in and get it inspected.
Right.
But I wasn't using it, so I thought, well, I've got, you know, 90 days now to get this thing, and then I had those two cars that they need April license plates, so I just sent all that in together. But like I said, all that was sent back to me unprocessed. So, but the one thing I did not do was send in my receipts for the inspection, because
so
every time I went in before,
that might have been the issue that it wasn't showing up in the system that you got it inspected.
I guess it's possible. I don't know.
Now I would say, now they should answer the phone. I would call down there and say, hey, look, this is what happened to me. Can you kind of help me figure out what happened here? Because you know, I thought I was doing everything right. I don't know. I've tried calling them to see what they would tell you.
I do believe they have special hours, okay, too. They're only there Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 1.
Okay. What was that, Brett?
Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 1.
Okay.
To answer phone calls only.
All right.
Okay. And today's Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate it. I'll check on that. I'll follow through on that.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Got another call here.
You're on Let's Talk Traffic.
Yes. Do you know when the tax office will be open?
Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 1, and it's by phone call only.
By phone call only?
Right. It's not
you
open.
Can't walk
it's not
in?
No, it's not open to the public yet.
Do you know when it will be open to public?
So that Sherry Meek down there I visit with. So like I was trying to explain that earlier. Each county is different based on how the coronavirus is affecting. You know, we got 222 counties that somebody's been affected, so that we have 254 counties, so not everybody's affected. So depending on what county you're in, how many, whatever, they decide how they're running the registration office or the tax office. So you would have to call, and maybe they, I don't know if they have a time set or whatever, but that's going to be based on their office, how they open that up.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We don't have a phone number or anything, do we? Maybe I wouldn't mind giving it out if we did, but I don't
know. If you dial 697-7000, it's a switchboard.
Oh, okay. There you go. Right there.
They'll send you the right spot.
So I was at Cameron Tires today. One of the things I was doing is getting my brakes and tires checked. And it's always a good time to do that, especially as the roads are heating up. I think we're supposed to get to 100 today. Is that somewhere
heat
close?
Index.
Okay, heat index. Because it was saying here that May is 18th through the 24th is National Tire Safety Week. Well, that's the reason why they picked May, because, like I say, we're going to the hot parts of the month, and if you've been driving around any at all, you can start seeing the increase of tire tread on the side of the highway. So it's always a good time to get your tires checked this time of year, and make sure. And they do other things. They spotted some things on me that to kind of remind me of. So find yourself somebody that you trust and go by and let them take a look at tires and do inspection. Radiators and batteries. The hot weather is just tough on these type of items. So get that stuff out of the way. That way you're not having to face whether it broke down on the side of the highway on this. So do a little pre-maintenance here and get ready for the summer months. And maybe before it's all over, maybe we will get to go take some vacations and stuff before it's all over with, and we won't have to worry about that kind of stuff breaking down on you. So just kind of remind people. Usually when we're on the side of the highway making traffic stops, one of the things, believe it or not, we do kind of look at tire treads and stuff like that, because it's a big part of our accident investigation that we look at to see if tread had anything, especially if somebody loses traction on the roadway and stuff. We recommend at least 2/32 tread or higher on that. Anything lower than that would be almost considered defective tires. So just a good time of year to take a look at your tires and stuff and see if you can get that correct. Got one more phone call.
You're on Let's Talk Traffic.
Yes. I had a call to ask about how to get a driver's license renewed.
Say that again.
Needed to find out how to get a driver's license renewed.
So
it played out in January. Yeah, it expired in January, and we didn't realize it until recently.
Well, you've caught a break on this deal. you won't be getting a ticket now. You got your money's worth out of this one.
Right.
Now you can renew online. That's what I first would try to do. Did you renew online last time, or did you come in person?
No, we always go in person.
Okay, so you're probably, if you've got all the information they needed, as far as the paperwork and all that, I would try doing it online first to see if it allow you to do.
Well, I went to one thing. I thought I was going online, and it looked like a DPS website, and it was a deal. Tried to charge me $25 just to tell me how to do online.
No,
which was it's information, Texas, but I got Department it refunded.
Of, yeah, Texas but, Department of Public Safety, and go to our driver license tab, and then it should walk you through it.
Okay.
It actually asks you, what do you want to do? What are you trying to do? And you hit that, and you whatever. So, but there is a driver license tab on there.
Okay. Okay, well, I didn't know exactly how about. None of those places are open right now, are they?
No, ma'am. Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you much.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Is that it?
If you want to wait a second, there was somebody calling during that phone call.
That's what
they're
I
not.
Thought.
They must have already went to the voicemail, so we missed them.
Okay. Well, that ends today's program. Thanks for your phone calls. If we missed you this time, catch up with us next week. If you got emails or something like that, maybe something that you want to email Brett here at the station, and have it ready so when I show up next time, we can handle that. We'll certainly do that if we need to do it that way. So, again, Brett, thanks for having us, and Simulcast and KRHD, and hope everybody's doing well. Just keep on listening to what our governor and our county judge says, and we'll see if we can work our way out of this thing.
This has been Let's Talk Traffic, Tuesday mornings at 9:05 here on KMIL and Simulcast on KRHD. Regular programming is next.